This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Lighthouse of Hope. I'm your host, Michael Hempseed. I'm so glad you're joining us today. Well, as most of you know, it's 2 weeks till Christmas. And some people will be really excited about that, but unfortunately, a lot of other people will be incredibly stressed. They'll know there's many things that they want to get done that they're probably not going to get done before then. There's so many things they need to buy. There's so many things they need to do. And Christmas just turns into this massive, massive amount of stress. Well, that's not what Christmas is supposed to be about. I want you to think back to when you were a child and what Christmas was like for you. It was probably this wonderful, magical time when the world was just incredible. And you'd stay up all night wondering what Santa would bring for you, and there was just this air of magic about it. And then sadly, when many of us grow up and become adults, we lose that. And the magic fades away, and for some of us we don't believe in Santa Claus and things like that happen. And Christmas turns into this awful time of year for a lot of people. Instead of being filled with magic, it's filled with stress, worry, anxiety, anger, heartbreak, and all these negative things. And people just want Christmas to be over. And I think there's many things that have contributed to this, but one of the big things is that Christmas is about spending a lot of money, and it's about having things. Well, researchers know very clearly that having a whole lot of stuff doesn't actually make you happy. So what I want to look at on the show is a number of things that you can do to maybe reclaim a little bit of that magic, and maybe turn Christmas from what unfortunately for a lot of people is an absolutely horrible time of year, a very stressful time of year, and maybe try and reclaim that feeling you had when you were a child. I've got a few songs for you on the show, and the first one is Ode to Joy by Andre Rieu.
I will. Thank you very much.
I think one of the reasons that Christmas has gone so very wrong for a lot of people is that we have this idea that the more money that you spend and the more presents that you buy for people, the more happiness that will give you. Well, interestingly enough, researchers have found that if you spend $100 on yourself or if you spend $10 on someone else, you're probably more likely to feel happy about spending that $10 on someone else. So therefore, that means that we need to buy the most expensive Christmas presents, don't we? Well, there's another part to that story, and what researchers have found is that actually buying stuff often doesn't make us happy for a long period of time. It gives us short-term happiness. You know, we feel happy for an hour maybe, a day, but then that happiness wears off. And so spending money to try and gain happiness doesn't actually work. This very famous researcher called Martin Seligman, for the last 40 years, he's been trying to answer this question: what is it that can make people happy? And one of the things he found was that showing generosity to people can really, really make people happy. Not just spending a lot of money on people, and unfortunately I think we've traded spending money on people for real generosity. Because it's very easy to spend money on people and make that a substitute. So instead, what a lot of people want is maybe your time. I'll talk more about that in a moment. Generosity doesn't just have to be spending a lot of money. And unfortunately, there are some people that think that if you value someone as a friendship, you have to spend a lot of money on them. But there's lots of other things you can do. Maybe you know someone in your neighbourhood that's maybe a little bit elderly, maybe struggles to get out into the garden, and they've got relatives coming for Christmas, and their house isn't very tidy, and they're incredibly stressed and upset about this. Maybe rather than buying them a present, maybe you could offer to do the gardening for them, or pay for a gardener. Now, sometimes there are things like that that maybe don't cost as much money, but they can make a huge difference. Showing generosity is something that actually anyone on the planet can do. You don't have to be a millionaire or anything like that. And I guarantee that if you do show generosity to people, you'll feel much happier about it than probably buying people a whole lot of stuff. So maybe over the next 2 weeks, instead of trying to find that perfect present and maxing out your credit card, maybe ask yourself, who are the people in my life that I know that maybe need a little bit of help at the moment? And I think it's really easy to show generosity to our friends and our family that we get along with. But sometimes the real generosity comes from helping the people that maybe you don't get along with so well, or maybe you don't get on with them that well, but they're still a human being, and maybe they need help. And maybe showing generosity to that person would be one of the most amazing things that you could do for Christmas. Let's listen to Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade.
Does it run a red nose reindeer? Does it turn upon?
the song, I talked about many things that you can do to show generosity, but I think one of the biggest ones is spending time with people, and particularly spending time with people that are lonely. It seems crazy that there's almost 7 billion people on the planet, and yet one of the biggest problems in the world today is loneliness. There are so many people, sadly, that are very isolated and don't know many people. And maybe one of the simplest gifts you can give is go see that person, go spend some time with them. If you're able to, maybe take them out somewhere that they'd really like. But I think instead of buying all this stuff that you're just going to throw out the wrapping paper, you're probably going to put in a drawer that you're not going to remember throughout the year. Instead of buying all this stuff, maybe you could spend some time with someone that's really lonely this Christmas. Maybe that would be an amazing Christmas present.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. As in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, so hang a shining star above the highest bough. Yourself a merry little Christmas now.
So far on the show, I've talked about a number of things that you can do to really make Christmas something special and something that people will really remember. One of the other things that I think you could do this year is make peace. Unfortunately, probably all of us have got someone that we don't get along with so well. Maybe this year is the time to put that argument aside, try and rebuild that relationship or that friendship. Maybe you could make peace a priority this year. That's something that you can't actually buy. You can't go down to the warehouse and buy a jar of peace. It's actually something that's very, very difficult. Sometimes that requires great humility to admit that you're wrong. Maybe you've made a mistake. Maybe you made a big deal out of something that wasn't actually so big. See, maybe one of the things you could do this year is say sorry if you've made a mistake. So there's a few things I've talked about on the show. I've talked about real generosity, maybe helping someone, maybe doing their garden or something small like that. Maybe they need to go to the shops one afternoon and they can't get out easily. Maybe there's something like that that you can do. Maybe you know someone that's really lonely this Christmas. Maybe it's time to go and spend some time with them and just show that there's someone that cares about them and that they really do matter. And finally, maybe you could make peace. Those are a couple of suggestions for Christmas presents that don't cost a lot of money, but they can be very meaningful and people will truly remember them. We'll finish now with my favourite Christmas song, When a Child is Born by Michael Ball.
Of hope flickers in the sky, a tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. And for a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child, black, white, yellow, no one knows, but a child who will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. Misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream. An illusion now. It must come true. Sometime, soon, somehow.
Sometimes.
Somehow.